Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Jason Bredesen. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, he is risen. And because he is risen, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Why are you weeping? It's not a bad question, is it? After all, we know the answer. Mary had seen her Lord die. Her presence at the tomb was not one of hopeful rejoicing, but one of caring for Jesus' body in his death. Mary was weeping because death stinks. Death is the end, and there is no coming back from it. Death is not good, nor is it right. It was brought into God's beloved creation as an interloper, the result of the sin of Adam and Eve. Death is the wage we earn from the bad stuff we do and the good stuff we don't do in thought, word, and deed. Death is nasty. Death is terrible. And there is no coming back from it. Simply put, death stinks. And I think that would be answer enough for Mary to give to the angelic messengers at the empty tomb, as well as to the one whom she thought was tending the garden. Her Lord had died. He was dead. And if the history of the world was any indication, there was no coming back. So she wept. Why are you weeping? Because history is no indicator with this one. The man she perceived to be the gardener was the one she had seen die and presumed was still dead. But there he was, Jesus Christ, in the flesh, risen from the dead to live and reign for all eternity. This is most certainly true. When our loved ones die, it is no wonder that we weep. Death stinks. But Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And because he is risen, we too will rise at his return. And when he returns and raises us from death, he will wipe all of the tears from our eyes. For death has been defeated in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.